And this is 89.1 KUAR in Little Rock. And polls here in Arkansas just closed about 5 minutes ago, and we're starting to get some preliminary numbers, but nothing too substantive yet. KUAR's David Wallace is at the Republican Watch Party in West Little Rock. And David, what's the atmosphere like there?
Well, it's an excited mood. I would say that everyone here so far has a smile on his or her face, and they're fairly ebullient. Governor Asa Hutchinson made an early appearance. He's still here. In fact, he and party chairman Doyle Webb welcomed to the crowd just a few moments ago, and Doyle Webb's part was pretty much a pep rally. Are you ready for a new president? Are you ready for this and that? Foreshadowing Republican victories, at least that's what they hope. So the crowd here is in a good mood. I would say maybe 300 to 350, and it's growing because it is just underway.
All right. KUAR's David Wallace, thank you, in West Little Rock at the Republican Watch Party. And Hal, as we start to see numbers come in, first off, what do you take of the record number of people taking part in early voting? Is this indicative of any particular feeling this election?
I think part of it is simply taking advantage of opportunities that are available. Somewhere around 587,000 people apparently voted in Arkansas early in the 2 weeks that were available to them. And for folks who like to schedule their vote time, early voting gives you a great opportunity to do that. I think it also gives campaigns an opportunity to organize their voters in a more effective way and anticipate outcomes better. So there's strong pressure by the campaigns to participate in early voting.
Hal Bess is a political science professor at Ouachita Baptist University. Gwen Moritz is editor of Arkansas Business. What do you think we'll see here as the night goes on? Arkansas, not really expecting any surprises.
No, Arkansas has become a reliably Republican state, one of the more reliably Republican states in the entire Union. And, of course, the way we have set up our electoral schedule here in the state, we don't have statewide constitutional offices in presidential election years at issue. A whole lot of the state legislative races are unopposed this year. There's just not that much action on the ballot this year.
Yeah,
in terms of the contest.
And the fact that we didn't even have Democratic candidates in most of the U.S. House races.
You know, it's not been that long ago. It was 2008 that the Republicans didn't even run a candidate for Senate against Mark Pryor. I'm telling you, it just seems like the world has turned upside down here from the Arkansas that we, some of us with some graying hair can remember.
And trying to put this in some sort of regional perspective, Arkansas was late coming to the Republican surge in the region. Long after other states had become reliably Republican, we still, as Gwen suggests, stuck with the Democratic traditions. Now that much of the rest of the South seems to be more open to Democratic voting,
exactly.
Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, and the like, even Georgia, we see Arkansas very much locked into a Republican mindset.
It may be that this is where trends go to die, but Louisiana elected a conservative Democrat for governor. I mean, the other states are starting to be a little more purple. Not all of them, Mississippi, Alabama.
Are you surprised, either of you, that Donald Trump could appeal to Arkansans, kind of a brash New Yorker personality, could actually strike a chord with so many in this state?
A couple of thoughts. In the old days, personality appeared to matter a whole lot in terms of Arkansas voting behavior. Ideology and partisan identification seem much more compelling factors now. And Arkansas voters look like Trump voters around the country. There's nothing particularly distinctive about the Arkansas Trump voters. They are the same sorts of people socioeconomically and demographically who are voting for Trump from coast to coast.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wrap it up with that, but we'll be back in about 15 minutes. And we'll listen to some comments that people have shared with us about their opinions. We'll also begin reporting some of the results as they come in. This is 89.1 KUAR.